Welcome back to the Modern Old School Training Podcast. I'm Aaron King with Coach Bob King. And today we have a topic that is going to hit close to home for me and maybe some of y'all. I don't know. But we're going to talk about weekend warriors and some training there. But before I get into that, how's this quarantine treating you?
Please end soon. I mean, you know, I'm set up here at the house. I've got my Stairmaster and Aerodyne and a weight program that I'm doing with resistance training and so forth. Somebody save me, please.
Yeah, I saw the F-150 chains and dumbbell the tailgating.
Tough times call for tough measures, and you know, it's kind of a throwback because, you know, I mean, I hate to date myself, but back in the day, we didn't always have a lot. We started out with plastic cement filled weights and telephone poles back in junior high. So, you know, just kind of reverting back. So, and surviving. I think I still have a little muscle left.
Well, so this topic comes from a couple of things. We have one, kind of this isolation, quarantine, boredom. Right. We have there's been some folks I know you've been working with, some triathletes or Ironman, yeah. Which is usually a little bit older. And then myself, I'm getting a little bit bored in my training, and obviously we don't have access to the gym. And so I hit the track for the first time in a while, coming off of an injury, but I was feeling good. And so I wanted to break down the weekend warrior, and this almost goes into more of a fitness topic than it is our performance and everything, especially when I talk to entrepreneurs and in the tech field or whatever field they're in, and they have their hobbies and they have all their interests. It's fun to mix it up and not be just going to the gym and kind of the mundane.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Getting it.
Well, change is good.
Yeah, change is good. And so, let's kind of kick it off with, you said something before this about periodization. And kind of some new research, some studies, which again, we've kind of known of that for a long time.
Right.
But it's hard to apply that to weekend warrior who doesn't have the schedule flexibility.
Exactly. And so you just used the word I was getting ready to translate here. Periodization is our word for schedule. That's really all that is. You know, what's my schedule? And so you don't have to ask me if I need to periodize this or I need to do that. You need to ask me, like, just what's my schedule? When am I doing what? And that's what periodization is all about. And it gets published and it's out there. And so if somebody sees it, I want them to understand that, you know, I just look at it and I start writing a schedule. It's what that amounts to. And what goes into the schedule is kind of behind the scenes about, you know, I'm going to do 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 4, 8, 6 or whatever. And so just keep that in mind, not to overthink that, because all that periodization does gives you a schedule and tells you where you're going and how you're going to get there.
So for me, what I did the other day, and I'll give you a little bit of context. So I joined this group. We have this group here in Austin called Sprint Squad, and it's like a social group.
Oh, nice.
Go out and run sprints. So I was like, sounds great to me.
Yeah.
And I went out one day and I think I made it to about number 14 before my Achilles.
14?
14. I think we do 20 total. So it's more of a run group than it is a sprint group, but to everyone else, it's sprint, you know?
Yeah.
But I pushed it a little hard. I hadn't run in probably almost a decade. You know, I do basic stuff now, but I have not sprinted in about a decade, literally sprinted like that. I haven't been playing.
Let me ask you something. Were you feeling pretty good when you got started? Kind of like the old days?
I was feeling great.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Right now, I feel like I could go out and play a whole game. Do you know why? Because I haven't been playing. My body's not beat up, and so I feel great.
You're gonna
about five steps.
I'm going to laugh all the way through this while you tell me these stories, because they are all too familiar to all of us. I mean, I can give my whole liturgy. I can give the guys I know, but just keep this in mind and everybody watching. But when you start talking about what you're doing and somebody says, hey, I've got this sprint squad, sprint group, you want to go? And I go, yeah, because why? you think and remember back to the last time you did that. And you probably go, wow, that was so fun. It was great. Well, your brain had instantly thought of it, but your body has gone through whatever, years, decades, and it's like, it doesn't remember as well as your mind does. So that means you've got to channel your brain, and this is across the board, you've got to channel your brain into regulating what your body does, because your brain's just going to get in your way. Because last time I ran, oh man, I was a beast. That was the last time. And I'm going to just stick this in here. You talked about your Achilles. For anybody who doesn't have an injury or hasn't had one, there's two things. Let's put it this way. The first time is always preceded by never. You know, somebody gets hurt and comes to me and goes, man, I know, because the first time is always preceded by never. If you have a pre-existing, and this can be years ago, if you have an existing injury, it hibernates. Now, I will say this, aside from a surgical reconstruction, which takes care of the problem, strains and things that happen. I had a low back problem from being clipped in a football game decades ago, and it took forever to resolve that. But it hibernates. It waits for you to do just the right or wrong thing to fire it back up. So it's still there, which means, all right, I've got this thing I've been asked to go to. I want to do it, but I have to be smarter than my brain has to be smarter than my memory. And so the deliberate warm-up, the stretch, what we call warm-up lead-up and then build-up, make sure you're transitioning from zero to whatever speed in little increments, not zero to 100. It's got to be 0, 5, 10, 15, 20 miles an hour.
You know, it's funny. It reminds me, going back to when Emmett Smith, going into one of his final seasons, he was doing a lot more, I don't know, let's call it core training and just different types of training. And he was saying how his body had felt better than it had in forever.
Right.
Well, he had a terrible season, but you know, it's that your body feels good, but that doesn't mean you're performing and you're not as strong and you're not, because sometimes the grueling training is what you need to perform at a high level. And look at JJ Watt. Well, like him, just break down.
Yeah. We have a kind of, our saying is to say, we're going to prepare you for what you're going to do next. And so the classic example is in football players, when we get you, you're going to the combine or you're going to a showcase, we're going to get you ready to look good in space, run against cones, run against directions, not an opponent, not contact. You go into training camp, we're going to change the training to get you ready for what you're going to do next. So if you're a weekend warrior, what are you going to do next? Well, I'm going to go play in a basketball league. Well, you're going to need to, you know, stop, start, change directions, jump. I'm going to go to a sprint club. Well, you get ready to go straight ahead. You don't have to worry about abrupt stops and changes to direction, but you need to transition to accelerating. And that's the key part, because as you start accelerating, it can be very difficult to get your foot off the gas soon enough to avoid a strain. And one other point on that strain business. So let me correct myself or back up. A lot of times we have to solve for X, and X is the number of repetitions or the strides or whatever that I can take before something starts to break down. So I go in, I have a hamstring history, I have a Achilles history. X is how many times can I take a stride before I start feeling it? And you will. That is your traffic light. And so you do a sprint and you start to feel it. You don't have to grab it and be hurt. You need to say, okay, I need to back that off because I just solved for X. That's the number of reps strides I can take and not be hurt, because it's telling me anymore and you may get hurt.
Yeah. And that's been my concern. So the other day, kind of back to what kicked this off for me, is I was feeling decent. I started doing some sprints on the track, light sprint, just some cone drills here and there, just trying to mix it up since I don't get into the gym. At the end of my workout, towards the end, and it wasn't a heavy workout, so I wasn't super fatigued, I was like, you know, let's see what my 40 time is. just because I have a baseline from 10 years ago, 10-ish years ago.
I'm not sure. Is that a baseline?
So I have a baseline, and I'm like, okay, I know what I've run before. I know what my capacity is.
All right.
After full-time training. So I went out and ran, and it was, again, this is iPhone stopwatch, not anything Olympic level or anything like that. Okay. But the timing was 4:72 and then a 4:08. And so again, don't know how reliable the timing is, but I'll say, okay, if I can crack the sevens, you know, I'm not terrible, but now I'm kind of curious what my capacity is. And so,
okay, well, how did you feel the day after? What was the next day? Because it's never that day really overly concerned. It's going to be if you get through the workout. And here's the thing, just this is all working together. If you say, I'm going to run 12 sprints, when you get through with 12 and you feel good, you're through. I feel good. I want to do a couple more. No, you feel good, leave feeling good. And so it's always that next day. So when you ran your 4:07 and 4:08, how was it? Okay.
Felt fine. I mean, I wasn't like limping to the bathroom or anything.
So you didn't max yourself out completely. No, did you feel like you ran pretty strong?
No, don't get me wrong. There was still some soreness there. You know, like a little bit of tightness. It's just like any workout where you push yourself.
Yeah,
a bit.
Of
nothing,
course.
Nothing devastating at all. So I'm 35 years old. Things hurt. My AC joint is partially separated, I believe. That's an old injury too, but I just started hitting the weights a few months ago, but it hasn't recovered yet.
Okay.
And so for all the weekend warriors out there, I kind of want to be a guinea pig and I want to put myself through some training during this time and see what I can do with limited weights. I only have some of those little clip dumbbell things.
Oh yeah. Quick change.
Themselves, or whatever. And so, you know, I really want to go out and, really apply basically the training that we always tell folks to do, but do it in a weekend warrior type capacity, if you will. And I know you have some folks that are training for the marathons. I already mentioned that the Ironman. Mm-hmm. Let's look at, you know, maybe it's 5 days a week. Let's go full on.
Okay.
So it's don't get me wrong. It's not 5 days of, you know, you got your running for an hour, and then you got your weights for an hour and a half, and you got your yoga and then your treatment. Well, this is not full on training. So, I mean, you get one activity a day.
Okay. Right. Well, what you want to do is rotate it. And, you know, periodization has been out there for a long time. There's a lot of new stuff coming out, which is really not new, but let me just mention this so that it's clear that people understand periodization is, the strength coach's world's word for schedule. So what's my schedule? And that's what you're talking about. Your schedule is I'm going to do something 5 days a week. And in the beginning, there's several ways to do, and this is based on what you're doing, and other events and sports would be slightly different. But I always tell people, man, here's what I want you to do. Something like you're talking about, we need to get the legs in shape, get them used to that. Sprinting stretches the muscle. That's where that soreness comes from, because there's two things going on. Your stride is stretching the muscle where it hasn't been in a long time, and then your foot's landing on the ground, so you get that eccentric load, and all that is stuff that, you know, where the body weight is magnified 9-10 times its total weight when you land on a sprint stride. And so you're going to feel soreness, normal. But what you want to do is to condition for that and vary the distances. So, you know, what I like to have people do, for example, just go out on a track. It doesn't matter, but just get a reference. But the classic is to stride the straights and walk the curves. You get two things out of that. You get a chance to run and open up your stride comfortably. And then you get to walk the curve so that you're now just doing an active recovery. You don't just sit out or stand in place, and allows you to regulate your speed. So you don't have to be setting any records, but stride the straights and walk the curves. And I emphasize stride because that is different from, say, sprint the straights and walk the curves. And because people misinterpret that to say, well, I'm going to sprint, so here they go. I'm going to stride, which means, you know, I don't do a lot of percentages in running, but that would be almost top end would be 3/4, 70%, 3/4 of your speed, because you want to get the sprint strides are just a matter of running repetition. And that's what we're trying to accomplish with that. And then come back on another day, say, let's just say a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, maybe come back on the next running day and you stride out what you're trying to accomplish. And that would be, in this case, the 40. So I'm going to run X number of 40s. I'm going to run 6:40s, take a break. I'm going to come back and run six more, take a break, come back and run two to three more just to kind of build up the volume of training that you need. But again, you're kind of self-periodizing your training because the schedule says I'm going to go long and then I'll come back and do short. I'm going to come back and do medium and I'm going to rotate the stress on my legs so I have a chance to train and recover.
Yeah, I feel like that's just a good number for me. And I also want to do something that other folks can maybe jump on the bandwagon and try out. And I think 4 weeks is tolerable. It's that 4 week challenge. Maybe go to the 8 week challenge for some folks, but that's really when you get into 8 weeks, you know, you're talking about you're changing your habits and your lifestyle.
Yes, you are.
This is a fun just test, you know, that roughly the 30 days or so. Do you think 5 days a week? Do you think that's overkill or do you, cause I know I'm just going off of what I'm used to previously where I was like 5 days a week plus like a active recovery day. And those 5 days used to be super intense, but now it's like,
well, I go to the
3 days, 4 days.
I'm of the something every day is good with then those days off that are scheduled. Now, what I'm talking about is you're going to run 2 to 3 days a week. And you're going to be doing your strength work the other days, 2 to 3 days a week. And any kind of an active recovery, whether you have a bike or even just some self-stretching yoga type of activity, because all of these are going to work together. You've got to stretch the muscle. You've got to create a good range of motion for that stride. Strength is critical because that's you can't be fast if you're not strong. So you need to maintain as much strength as you can, upper and lower body, because if you're sprinting, the upper body is quite aggressive. So you have to match it. You don't want to have a weak link in your chain. So doing something every day is recommended. It doesn't have to be at a breakneck speed or, you know, a personal record every time, but just staying active. Now, the footnote to that, the parenthetical statement is listen to your body. And you may get up and go, and I've done this. This is not new to me at all, but it's like, okay, not today. And so, okay,
that
go ahead.
A lot.
Well, just pick it up and look at it in terms of a 7 day block. And so, okay, not today. Well, and that was me. Yesterday was a not today day. And so today it was. I did the Airdyne and the Stairmaster combination. I did my little in-home weight program where I hit it, you know, pretty, short and quick, but effective because I knew I hadn't done anything yesterday, not today. Well, when I came back today, I knew that I also was going to be kind of refreshed because my body, you know, I had a good eats last night and slept well. And so I'm going to take advantage of that. And I feel good after having worked out and knowing tomorrow I can continue my week and be back on schedule. So that off is not bad, but just acknowledge it. Not today. And that is not a bad thing.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to doing this. So I'm going to nicely ask you to write this out for me. We'll put it on the app for everyone to follow.
Yeah, we'll start with proceed with caution.
Yeah, so we'll have to maybe map this out. But I think, 2 to 3 alternating or whatever.
Yeah.
I think I could definitely knock that out. It'll feel good to go out there with a purpose, you know.
No, absolutely.
And these jogs are killing me. I'm bored out of my mind.
Oh, and that's the truth. Good Lord of mercy. Man. Well, if you also want to keep this in mind too, if you have the ability to do some sort of aerobic activity, the sprint and aerobics work together. So don't neglect that because you had mentioned those times and they're, you know, could be the timer, could be you. A lot of times a person goes out and they gets that burst and then it's like, wow, okay, where'd it go? Second time is not so good. So that's just an example that any type of activity, fitness is recommended. Fitness is almost non-negotiable because there is no halftime for fatigue, as I always told my team. So we got to be ready.
All right. Well, I hope the weekend warriors out there got something out of this. I know we're kind of rambling and I was hoping I can be the guinea pig because I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it all. But if y'all want to follow along, we'll get this written up and put this on kingsportstraining.com.
Absolutely.
Probably make it the speed daily workout for a while and go that way. But
yeah, we can follow this up with a lot.
Yeah, totally. If y'all have any questions, again, be sure to follow us. I'm Coach Bob Kings on Twitter and Instagram at Coach Bob King. And I'm on the Twitter and Instagram as well at Deep Snap. And then go to kingsportstrain.com for training programs, content, just everything that we're putting out. And we'll talk to you next time here on the podcast.
See you later.